Hello, so welcome. This is going to be a Pele ritual meditation. I like to separate regular classic meditation from these guided contemplations. They are different. This is very specific. You're using the mind in a different way than classical and extremely beneficial meditation. I have that on my free YouTube channel, Breath Awareness Meditation, where the breath is the primary focus. That is the meditation I recommend you really have as your regular practice. And then mindfulness, which is where you are, after some time, you're able to stay mindful of whatever is arising. So one of those two types of meditations are the primary meditations. Mindfulness of whatever is arising, or breath awareness meditation. So this is more of a contemplation and evocative of the goddess Pele. So choose a time and a place where you will not be disturbed and where you can either sit or lie down comfortably. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes, releasing the breath. Letting go of all that needs to be let go of. Take another deep breath and begin to see, sense, or feel a volcano. A volcano. It can be a volcano you know or have an image of, or you can invent one, make one up. Let yourself see it, feel it, sense it, smell it, however you can evoke a volcano, the qualities. Try to really feel a volcano. Breathing gently, relaxed. Now you're going to let your body become the volcano. How does it feel? Let your body become so strongly identified with the volcano. Feel yourself connected to the core of the earth. Feel the fire and the molten energy at the core of the earth. So you're really just identifying with it, like you become it, that living being that is a volcano. Feel the fire, feel the energy vibrating, moving, humming. This molten energy begins to move and expand. Feel it enter your feet. And again, this is all in a positive way, the quality of the volcano in a positive way for you. So the warmth is a fine warmth. It's a wonderful warmth. Feel this energy enter your feet. Feel the liquid warmth. Then it moves to your legs, expanding and radiating energy, vitality, and pleasure. Pele is often pictured dancing wildly in front of the volcano. Then it moves into your torso where it connects with your spine. The warmth moves slowly up your spine like liquid gold, caressing, relaxing, energizing. It feels deeply pleasurable, so it's this warm sensation, vital sensation moving up through the feet, through the legs, and then through the spine and the torso. Very pleasurable. As it moves into your solar plexus right above the navel, it radiates out to the rest of your body. Whew. Up and then down into the arms, into the hands, out to your fingertips. Now it begins to climb upwards, spreading vitality throughout your body, your whole body. Continues to move up the spine to the top of your head, where it erupts and pours down the surface of your skin, energizing, renewing, warming, and revitalizing. Feel all those qualities, goddess. Energizing, renewing. It's almost like, you know, your vital force, like the blood flowing through you, energizing you, warming, revitalizing. And the colors, she's often associated with red as one of the colors. So feel that. You're energized, renewed, revitalized by this volcanic energy. You feel aware and awake, centered and relaxed, and you're ready for anything. You're ready to tap into your own creativity, your own desires, and whatever brings you pleasure. So awakening to this energy of Pele, Pele, the volcano goddess of the Polynesian peoples of Hawaii. According to legend, she appears as a beautiful and mysterious young woman just before her volcano is about to erupt, or as an old woman who lights her cigarette with the snap of her fingers. And her priestesses were the queens of Hawaii prior to Christianity. And they then converted. And it is said that when Mauna Loa erupted in 1880, Princess Kalikokulani recited the old chants, gave offerings of silk cloth, and poured brandy into the bubbling lava, and Pele, thus appeased, grew calm. This, according to the goddess oracle deck and book by Hrana Janto, is the illustrator, and Amy Sophia Marashinsky is the author. And she's the author of this contemplation that I just led you through. So tapping into that warmth, that power of Pele. Namaste.